Namashivaya Satatam Panchakritya Vitayne Chidananda Karnaswatma Paramarthavapasine Om Namah Shivaya Gurave Satchidananda Muttaye Nisprapanchaya Shantaya Niralambaya Tejase Om Shanti 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 Shiva Sutras, Section 1, Shambhavopaya, Sutra 1. Chaitanyam Atma, the self is essentially of the nature of pure consciousness. Sutra 2. Jnanam Bandha. Limited knowledge is bondage. Sutra 3. Yoni Vargaha Kala Shariram. Maya, with its associated principles, and Kala, which gives origin to bodies and worlds, are bondage. Sutra 4. Jnana Dishtanam Matrika. The letters of the alphabet from A to Ksha are the basis of limited knowledge. Sutra 5. Udyamo Bhairavaha. Effort is Bhairava. Sutra 6. Shakti Chakra Sandhane Vishwa Samharaha. Shakti Chakra Sandhane Vishwa Samharaha. The destruction of the universe takes place through meditation on the group of shaktis or powers. Sutra 7. Jagrat Swapna Sushupta Bhede Turiya Bhoga Sambhavaha. Jagrat Swapna Sushupta Bhede Turiya Bhoga Sambhavaha. The bliss of Turiya, or the fourth state of consciousness, arises even during the different states of waking, dream, and deep sleep. Sutra 8. Jnanam Jagrat. The waking state is perception. Sutra 9. Swapno Vikalpaha. The dream state is mental activity. Sutra 10. Aviveko Maya Saushuptam. The deep sleep state is the inability to discriminate, caused by the power of illusion. Sutra 11. Trittaya Bhokta Vireshaha. He who experiences the three states of waking, dream, and deep sleep is Viresha, or the Lord of the Senses. Sutra 12. Vismayo Yoga Pumikaha. Vismayo Yoga Pumikaha. The different stages attained in the course of yogic practice are filled with wonders. Sutra 13. Icha Shaktir Uma Kumari. Icha Shaktir Uma Kumari. The power of will is the maiden Uma. Sutra 14. Drishyam Shariram. Drishyam Shariram. The objective world around such a yogi appears to him as his own body. Sutra 15. Hridaye Chitta Sankhatad Drishya Swapadarshanam. Hridaye Chitta Sankhatad Drishya Swapadarshanam. When the mind becomes united with the heart, one perceives the true nature of the objective world and the dream world. The objective world produced in the mind of the yogi is perceived as a dream or a purely imaginary phenomenon. Sutra 16. Shuddha tattva sandhanadva apashu shaktihi. Shuddha tattva sandhanadva apashu shaktihi. Contemplation of the pure principle of the Supreme Reality can also free an individual soul from bondage. Sutra 17. Vitarka Atma Jnanam. Vitarka Atma Jnanam. The knowledge of the self is conviction. Sutra 18. Lokananda Samadhi Sukham. Lokananda Samadhi Sukham. The bliss of loka is the ecstasy of samadhi. Sutra 19. Shakti Sandhane Sharirot Patihi. Shakti Sandhane Sharirot Patihi. Through the contemplation of Shakti, bodies are created. Sutra 20. Putta Santana Putta Prataktva Vishva Sangataha. Putta Santana Putta Prataktva Vishva Sangataha. The yogi gains the ability to unite the gross elements, to separate them, and to know how and with which elements objects in the universe are composed. Sutra 21. Shuddha Vidyodaya Chakre Shatva Siddhihi. Shuddha Vidyodaya Chakre Shatva Siddhihi. Pure knowledge dawns, and he acquires mastery over all powers. Sutra 22. Maha Hrida Nusandhanat Mantra Viryanupavaha. Maha Hridanu Santanat Mantra Viryanu Pavaha. The awareness of identity with the Maharada, the infinite reservoir of divine energy, brings the experience of the potency of the mantra. Section 2. Shaktopaya. Sutra 1. Chittam Mantraha. Chittam mantraha. The basis of mind is mantra. Sutra 2. Prayatnaha sadhakaha. Prayatnaha sadhakaha. Right effort is the means. Sutra 3. Vidya sharira satta mantra rahasyam. Vidya sharira satta mantra rahasyam. The secret of mantra lies in the nature of the Supreme, who is aware that the entire universe is his body. Sutra 4. Garbhe chitta vikaso vishishta vidya swapnaha. Garbhe chitta vikaso vishishta vidya swapnaha. Ordinary knowledge or limited expansion of consciousness which develops through the mind within the realm of Maya is dreamlike and purely imaginary. Sutra 5. Vidya samuttane swabhavike kechari shivavasta. Vidya samuttane swabhavike kechari shivavasta. Through the natural unfoldment of pure knowledge, Kechari, the state of Shiva, is attained. Sutra 6. Guru Rupayaha. Guru Rupayaha. The Guru is the means. Sutra 7. Matrika Chakra Sambodaha. Matrika Chakra Sambodaha. The knowledge of the Matrika Chakra is secured for the disciple by the Guru. Sutra 8. Shariram Havihi. Shariram Havihi. For him who has acquired the knowledge of the Matrika Chakra, the body is the sacrificial food which he throws into the fire of consciousness. Sutra 9. Jnanam Annam. Jnanam Annam. Knowledge is the food. Sutra 10. Vidya samhare tadutta swapna darshanam. Vidya samhare tadutta swapna darshanam. When pure knowledge is destroyed due to the pride or carelessness of the seeker, there arises visions or manifestations of illusory dreamlike worlds. Section 3, Anavopaya, Sutra 1. Atma Chittam, Atma Chittam. The nature of the individualized self is the mind. Sutra 2. Jnanam Bandaha. Jnanam Bandaha. Limited knowledge is the cause of bondage. Sutra 3. Kaladinam Tatvanam Aviveko Maya. Kaladinam Tatvanam Aviveko Maya. The ignorance of the true nature of Kala and the other tattvas, which are characterized by limitation, is Maya. Sutra 4. Sharire samharaha kalanam. Sharire samharaha kalanam. The reabsorption of the tattvas from earth to Shiva should be accomplished in the body by dissolving each into its cause. Sutra 5. Nadi samhara bhutajaya bhutakaivalya bhutapratakvani. Nadi samhara bhutajaya bhutakaivalya bhutapratakvani. Nadi samhara refers to the stoppage of the nadis through pranayama, which causes their dissolution. Bhutajaya, or the conquest of the elements, is achieved by the practice of tarana, or concentration of certain parts of the body. Bhuta kaivalya, or separation from the elements, is done by withdrawing the mind from them through pratyahara. Bhuta pratyaktva is isolation from the elements and refers to pure independent consciousness apart from them. These are accomplished with effort by means of anavopaya. Sutra 6. Moha varanat siddhihi. Moha varanat siddhihi. Siddhi, the enjoyment of Maya, is produced as a result of the concealment by delusion. Sutra 7. Moha jayat ananta bhogat sahaja vidya jayaha. moha jayat ananta bhogat sahaja vidya jayaha. The knowledge of reality is attained only on conquering that delusion completely. Sutra 8. Jagrat dvitiya karaha. Jagrat dvitiya karaha. One whose awareness of reality is steady perceives the universe, which is secondary to unlimited consciousness, as his own rays. Sutra 9. Nartaka Atma. Nartaka Atma. The self is an actor. The self is the actor. Sutra 10. Rango Antaratma. Rango Antaratma. The inner self is the stage. Sutra 11. Prekshakani Indriyani. Prekshakani Indriyani. The sense organs are the spectators. Sutra 12. Tivashat Sattva Siddhihi. Tivashat Sattva Siddhihi. The essential nature of reality, which is light, is attained by mastery of the intellect. Sutra 13. Siddha Svatantra Bhavaha. Siddha Svatantra Bhavaha. On attaining complete mastery of the intellect, the yogi arrives at a state of independence which is characterized by spontaneous knowledge and power of action. Sutra 14. Yata tatra tatanyatra. Yata tatra tatanyatra. As there, so also elsewhere. Just as the yogi's self is manifested in the body, similarly that power is produced in all other places where he fixes his attention. Sutra 15. Bijavadhanam. Bijavadhanam. He should concentrate on the seed of the universe, Parashakti. Sutra 16. Asanastaha sukham hrade nimajjati. Asanastaha sukham hrade nimajjati. Established in concentration on the self alone, he easily plunges into the ocean of bliss. Sutra 17. Swamatra nirmanam apadayati. Swamatra nirmanam apadayati. Such a yogi can bring about the manifestation of objects according to the measure of his capacity. Sutra 18. Vidya vinashe janma vinashaha. Vidya vinashe janma vinashaha. When true knowledge, already described, becomes permanent, the cycle of births comes to an end. Sutra 19. Kavargadishu Maheshwarya Dyaha Pashu Mataraha. Kavargadishu Maheshwarya Dyaha Pashu Mataraha. The yogi should be aware of the different ruling Shaktis, Maheshwari and others, who are inherent in the different groups of alphabets, such as the Ka group, because even though he has attained the tattvas, through ignorance he may still be deceived by these Shaktis. Sutra 20. Trishu Chaturtam Taila Veda Secham. Trishu Chaturtam Taila Veda Secham. The three states of waking, dream, and deep sleep should be poured into the fourth state of Turiya, like the uninterrupted flow of oil. In other words, the yogi should try to maintain the Turiya state of consciousness in the background while in the lower three states, so that he will not get trapped again in the illusions of these lower states. Sutra 21. Magnaha Svachittena Pravishet. Magnaha svachittena pravishet. Such a state, Turiya, is entered by diving into the deeper levels of his own mind. Sutra 22. Prana samachare samadarshanam. prana samachare samadarshanam. When the prana purified by Shakti is properly regulated and circulates slowly, the yogi experiences in all states the bliss of pure consciousness, the feeling of oneness or equal vision. Sutra 23, Madhye Vara Prasavaha. Madhye Vara Prasavaha. If the yogi who has attained the Turiya state remains satisfied with the delight he experiences at the beginning and end of that state and does not proceed to the state beyond Turiya, his consciousness can revert to the lower states in the middle. Sutra 24, Matra Swapratyaya Santane Nashtasya Punaruttanam. Matra Swapratyaya Santane Nashtasya Punaruttanam. Even if such a fall occurs, if the yogi eliminates this intermediate state by constant contemplation of pure consciousness, he can permanently regain steadiness in the Turiya state. Sutra 25, Shivatulyo Jayate. Shivatulyo Jayate. The yogi who has reached the supreme state becomes equal to Shiva. Sutra 26, Sharira Vrittir Vrattam. Sharira Vrittir Vrattam. Such a self-realized yogi performs all his physical activities as acts of worship. Sutra 27, Katha Japaha. Katha Japaha. His speech is japa, or constant repetition of the mantra of the consciousness of the Supreme Self. Sutra 28, Danam Atmajnanam. Danam Atmajnanam. The constant dissemination of divine wisdom is his charitable gift to humanity. Sutra 29, Yo Vipasto Nyahitusca. Yo vipasto nya hetuscha. He becomes an instrument of knowledge and protection. In other words, he becomes a sadguru to qualified disciples. Sutra 30. Swashakti prachayosya vishvam. Swashakti prachayosya vishvam. The universe is filled with his own shakti or pure consciousness. Sutra 31. Stiti layau, stiti layau. Maintenance and reabsorption are also a manifestation of his own shakti. Sutra 32. Tat praritta vapyanirasaha samvetru pavat. Tat praritta vapyanirasaha samvetru pavat. Even though he is engaged in such activities as creation, etc., he is totally unattached to them and remains unmoved because he is established in the awareness of the Supreme Self. Sutra 33. Sukha dukhayor bahir mananam. Sukha dukhayor bahir mananam. The experiences of pleasure and pain in the life of such a self-realized yogi are confined to the periphery of his consciousness and do not affect his inner being. Sutra 34. Tad vimuktastu kevali. Tad vimuktastu kevali. He who has totally transcended pleasure and pain, whose mind is not affected even by residual impressions of them, is called a kevali, knower of pure consciousness alone. Sutra 35. Moha prati samhatastu karmatma. Moha prati samhatastu karmatma. One who is overcome by delusion and is therefore affected by pleasure and pain becomes a doer of actions. Hence, he must reap the fruits of good and bad actions. Sutra 36. Bheda tiraskare. Sagantara karmatvam. Veda tiraskare sagantara karmatvam. When the notion of difference is destroyed, one develops the ability to create another universe merely by desiring to do so. Sutra 37. Karana shaktihi swato nupavat. Karana shaktihi swato nupavat. The power to create extraordinary things exists in him naturally on account of his experience of the divine power. Sutra 38. Tripada dhyanu prananam. Tripada dhyanu prananam. Turiya, the fourth state, should be experienced in the beginning, middle, and end of all states by living at their root. Sutra 39. Chitta stitti vacharira karana baheshu. Chitta stitti vacharira karana baheshu. Just as the mind is fixed in turiya during introspective meditation, so too during the ordinary conscious life of the body, senses, and objects, one should remain established in the inner consciousness even though the mind is turned outward. Sutra 40. Abhilashad bahir gatihi samvahyasya. Abhilashad bahir gatihi samvahyasya. When the jiva does not experience this state of turiya, he goes out on account of desire for objects. Sutra 41. Tada ruta pramite stakshaya jiva samkshayaha. Tada ruta pramite stakshaya jiva samkshayaha. When one is established in turiya, all one's desires are destroyed, hence one's existence as a limited individual being also comes to an end simultaneously. Sutra 42. Bhuta kanchuki tada vimukto puyaha pratisamaha paraha. Bhuta kanchuki tada vimukto puyaha pratisamaha paraha. When the individuality, which is limited by desires and the psychophysical mechanism, is dropped, he becomes liberated and again reverts to the state of Shiva. Sutra 43. Naisargikaha prana sambandaha. Naisargikaha prana sambandaha. The connection of pure consciousness with prana is natural. Sutra 44. Nasikantar madhya samyamat kimatra savya pasavya soshumneshu. Nasikantar madhya samyamat kimatra savya pasavya soshumneshu. Since the connection of pure consciousness with prana is natural, what more is there to be done by one who controls it after fixing the internal sight, and who continues to meditate on its innermost part, which is the core of everything, in the right, left, and middle, the Pingala, Ida, and Sushumna nadis. Sutra 45. Puyasyat pratimilanam. Puyasyat pratimilanam. The yogi will again be united with his true self. Over and over again, he will be reabsorbed into Shiva. Sadgurunath Maharaj.